On the show today, we have NetGiver's very own Miriam Ackerman and Todd Proof from Anoka Hennepin Credit Union in the heart of Minnesota, talking about staying relevant and progressive in the credit union space and how NetGiver can help fulfill that role. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have NetGiver's very own Miriam Ackerman right there next to me. Miriam, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. And then right down below us, here is Mr. Todd Proulx from Anoka Hennepin Credit Union in the heart of Minnesota. How are you, sir?
Doing excellent.
Good, good. Hope you guys are having a great summer so far, all things considered, of course. But
interesting summer, let's say that.
Exactly.
We've learned to adapt.
My thoughts exactly here. All right, let's talk about something really cool here, about staying relevant and progressive in the credit union space here. And I think all credit unions, 100% of them, are in that boat right now, especially with what's going on out there. And then we're going to kind of weave in NetGiver and how NetGiver plays a part in all that. But Todd, I'm going to start out the conversation with a doozy of a question here. How does a credit union stay relevant and progressive in today's fast-paced marketplace and when everything seems digital right now because of obvious reasons, because of the pandemic and stuff? So what, I mean, just kind of give us a lay of the land here. What are your thoughts on this topic?
Yeah, you know, that's actually a really, really great question. Now, first of all, I think that the coolest thing about credit unions is credit unions have been positioning themselves for this for years, whether they know it or not, right? So if you compare an average credit union, and let's just take an average, a $500 million credit union to even a billion or a couple billion dollar bank. Credit unions have always been really, really big about making sure things are connected and they work together and they actually work in conjunction with each other. With banks, they haven't been doing that for years. Mm-hmm. So credit unions, just by the nature of the fact that they've demanded it in their marketplace, they're so well positioned for all the changes that have happened because of COVID. The other thing that's really kind of helped credit unions is the fact that it's not a secret that some of our membership is getting a little bit older. And I know I have three teenage daughters, so they're, a couple of them are in their 20s now, but you know, the last thing they ever wanted to do was go into a credit union.
Right.
They really don't. In fact, they felt like if they had to call the credit union, that was kind of an awkward moment. So the fact that credit unions want to get younger, that we already had things that were fairly well connected together, that we've been looking sort of down the road at this digital channel for quite a long time. I think credit unions are so well positioned for this. In fact, I've been talking to a lot of credit unions, and it's very interesting. Many credit unions now are taking a look at strategically at which branches that they're going to remain open or that they're going to open back up. Yep. You know, they say it takes, 6 to 8 weeks to create a habit? Well, this COVID's been going on for quite a while. Mm-hmm. I know us at Anoka Hennepin, we're actually looking at our branch structure and saying, you know, we've got people now used to talking to us digitally, working with us digitally. We had all the tools in place to do it. You know, and now we can probably look at how do we even increase what we're doing digitally, yeah, do it at a better pace, do it better for our members, and maybe take some of the brick and mortar and either shift it or make it look different.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and this is a topic for another show, but commercial real estate, that's going to be really interesting here in the next year. So, but that's a whole other topic that we don't have to get into right now.
And I don't think, Mike, that branches are going to go away by any means. I just think they're going to get repurposed. They're going to look different than what we're doing with them today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. And kind of coincidentally is that I did a story with before the pandemic on a branch that was redesigned specifically for hip-to-hip teller member right next to each other. Hey, here's what's going on in your account and stuff. And then all of a sudden the pandemic hit and they've had to talk about pivot. They really had to pivot that design. So it's just, yeah, everything is being kind of looked at with a different lens now for sure. And Miriam, talk about NetGiver. I mean, you guys have been on the show a few times already and tell us about what's NetGiver's role in all this? Because this is a pretty cool app that you guys are having. And obviously we're going to get into how your credit union is using it, Todd. But right now, what's NetGiver's role in all of this?
So really, with all of these tools and advancements and staying really fast-paced and ahead of technology or right along running with technology, it's super important to also remember that emotional side of things, right? 71% of Americans view their relationship with their financial institution as purely transactional. Mm-hmm. Well, that's only going to become more so if we become solely focused on our hand, the phone, the device in our hand. So how do we keep that emotional engagement and make people feel supported even when we can't be there face-to-face with them? And I think that's where it's really important to align yourselves. And because marketing is the buzzword right now, and values, and millennials care all about social responsibility, and all generations are trending in that direction to focus more on social responsibility. So NetGiver is a way to tie that social responsibility into a credit union's technology plans and staying front of their members in many different ways, and staying in front of them with technology that gets to the heart.
Yep, indeed, indeed. And Todd, what kind of drew your credit union to NetGiver? Because obviously they're kind of in your plans of staying relevant and staying progressive within the industry, and actually in the consumer's eyes as well. So what was the attraction there with NetGiver?
Yeah, and by the way, I think I agree with Marie that the millennials like two things. They are very focused on being givers, which is kind of strange, and puppies. So those two things.
Me too, actually.
So Anoka Hennepin, if you go back and you take a look at the beginning of our credit union, we were actually founded by schools, a couple of different school districts. So it's been our goal for a number of years, and being on the board of directors, to try to figure out, even though that we've become more community-based, how do we really tie everything back to the group of people that really started us?
Yeah.
So how do you do that? I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think it's David Hasselhoff calling. He wants his lifeguard thing back.
So we looked at, okay, how do we do that and still really hold to the charter that we have, which is no community? And so one of the things that we looked at is in schools themselves, it's become very, very expensive to do any kind of activities, whether that's sporting activities, whether that is plays, you know, it really doesn't matter. Schools become very, so we did a couple of things. We created something called the Spirit Foundation. And the Spirit Foundation is simply a way for us to be able to give back to our original school districts that started our credit union and the ones that we've added in since. Mm-hmm. You can get a Spirit account, which is a school logo to debit card with free checking. And a portion of our transaction fees actually go right back to the school's activities fund.
Nice.
And then beyond that, we said, okay, there's a little bit more that we can do here. So we were trying to figure out how do we really help kind of kick this into gear. One of the things that we know, and I'm sure all of us can agree with this, is how many times do you get asked to buy a sporting card, a pizza, a bag of popcorn, or something from somebody that has an activity that's going on at school and they're trying to fund that activity? Yep. Well, we thought there's a better way to do that. And so we were doing that using an outside source where somebody could actually sign up at the Spirit Committee. The kids could actually text a message out to Grandma and Grandpa. They could give some money. The money then would go into an account, and then we would pay that back to the school. And because we are a nonprofit, they could actually then get the tax write-off for it.
Wow.
Well, we searched high and low, and we tried to find a credit union company that could help us do that. It didn't exist until NetGiver. NetGiver came to us, and it fit our model so well and what it was we're trying to accomplish. Now, they're going to actually do something that's even more unique. They're going to tweak it for us so it works exactly how we want it to do work. So now we have a CUSA organization that's owned by credit unions, that supports credit unions, that's going to do what we needed to do, and it's just going to be fabulous for us.
Who could ask for more? Miriam, give us your take on this kind of really cool, almost kind of like cool marriage here. This is really nice.
Well, that's part of the fun of being a young company, but also being in technology where everything moves so quickly, is we are able to take ideas, build them and grow them. And I think the partnership and the relationship with Anoka Hennepin Credit Union is perfectly aligned with our values. They want to support their community. And the way they were doing it actually incurred fees. Mm-hmm. So this allows them to put their to still support the community in the way that they want to without incurring the fees, while keeping their logo, their brand front and center to their members and to the people who want to support the young people in the community, the sports and schools in their community. And I think it's just perfectly aligned without incurring, of course, any of those fees along the way. Then the bonus is that NetGiver will allow them, their members, their community, to support any of the 501c3s that they want to. So it's not a single serve solution. Mm-hmm. It meets all of the giving needs in the community. So we couldn't be more thrilled to be working with a partner like Anoka Hennepin.
No doubt. No doubt. And I think, Todd, I think this really not only does it attract younger members, but it also, it is the progressive, it is the technology type stuff that really attracts the younger members, right? This is something that really stands out for them as well, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can virtually hardly talk to a kid today that 90% of their transactions aren't done through like something like a Venmo, right?
Yep.
So they're very comfortable using this technology. And the funny thing is, you know, my father's 84 years old and he's extremely comfortable using this.
Good for him.
So, you know, it's mobile, it's on their phones, it's easy to use, it supports our mission. It keeps our brand and name out in front of our credit union members. It'll help us grow some membership, but more importantly, it just supports that mission that we were looking for.
Yeah. Any advice, Todd, for other credit unions out there looking to kind of ramp up their efforts to be relevant, to be progressive, and even including an organization like NetGiver in there? Do you have any kind of lessons learned or any advice that you can provide folks out there?
Yeah, I can kind of tell you when we came to that crossroads. So we came to this crossroads probably about five years ago now, where I was a fairly new guy on the board, but I do have a credit union background. I've been in credit union space almost my entire career.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really tired of going to board meetings, and we'd come up with an idea, and the answer we'd get back was our technology won't allow us to do it. So when technology starts driving your business plan versus your business plan driving your technology, then you really have to take a look at it and say, you know, what does my credit union want to look like 3 years from now, 5 years now, 6 years from now? And if I don't have the technology that's going to support that,
right,
I'll never get to where it is that I want to go.
Yep.
And there are so many wonderful tools out there. I do a lot of work overseas where there are some countries that have maybe two core providers to choose from and no additional digital banking providers. We have so many great solutions here in the United States. People just need to go out and look at it, not be afraid to make a change.
Yeah.
And then when they do put the new technology in, the most important thing is don't try to adapt your old thinking to your new technology, right? It's people, it's process, and then it's technology.
Mm-hmm.
So figure it is, what do you want to do? How are you going to get there with the people you have? You might have to change roles and positions. And then you find the technology that meets those business needs.
Yeah. And even if it's philanthropic technology.
Absolutely.
Like, so, I mean, that kind of falls right in line with what you're saying there too, right?
Yep.
Indeed.
And I would say that there's great opportunities out there for partnerships with technology companies. You guys are great at doing credit unions. So don't worry about creating something yourself, building something from scratch yourself. There's great partnerships out there. There's all these fintechs to work with. And that's where I get to be really fortunate, is to work with all these credit unions that want to innovate and want to be out there in the forefront, mm-hmm. leading, taking leadership, taking ownership, but you know, not doing it themselves. So participating with us, playing with us. And yeah, we have a lot of fun doing that together.
And literally NetGiver was a goal mine for us. I can tell you a quick story about one of the sporting teams that was using a different technology, didn't know that we were started our spirit committee. They were paying 15% of the money that they made back to the organization that was hosting the site, as well as they got the right to keep the name and the data and resell it. So, you know, working with NetGiver, you know, credit unions are a trusted brand. The last thing we want to do is do anything to hurt that brand. So, you know, working with NetGiver, we control that experience. We control that environment. We get a solution that makes sense. And all the money goes back to where it needs to go. And that's the donation that you're making.
Yeah. And that's what you want, right? That's what you want. You want to have control of that, especially the data too. Oh my gosh. And especially that precious 15% that can go into somebody else that could help somebody besides, you know, somebody else. So really good stuff there. Last question for you guys. Just kind of anything else? Any other final words of what? Oh, no. I wanted to say that now would be a good time to do this, don't you think? Because we're all kind of in this limbo phase of what, you know, what the next 6 months is going to bring us. So I'm going to point this at you, Todd. Is this a pretty good time to implement something like this at your credit union?
Well, let's think about it from the NetGiver perspective. So traditionally, what's the model for, and I'm just going to use the sporting because it makes a lot of sense, or the activities. It could be a play or whatever. They do what? They canvas a neighborhood. They go to your door. They have to knock on it. They have to take a check. They have to do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
This is a completely digital channel, right? It couldn't be safer. It
yep.
couldn't be more convenient. It's just absolutely perfect. And I think COVID, you know, of course, is a horrible thing, but what it has allowed us to do is rethink how we do things to do more efficiently,
mm-hmm.
better, and you know, in the long term, create habits that will probably be better in the long run for everybody.
Yeah, I agree. Miriam, anything else here to add on that one?
Just that Todd brings up a great point. It's socially distanced giving is what one of our partners calls it. And this is the time for that kind of thing. And credit unions, you know, the future is uncertain, right? But credit unions have an opportunity to lead right now when so many in our communities are needing. There are those in our communities that are still doing all right. So this is a time to lean on those, support the others, and this helps facilitate that in a very safe, easy, socially distanced, and user-friendly way. So I'm a fan of NetGiver.
Well, great stuff. Anything else here, Todd, Rhett? Any final words of wisdom here? Anything else?
None that I can really think of other than, you know, again, I think credit unions are so well positioned for making this transition that needed to be made. And what it looks like a year from now is going to be interesting to look, but I'm pretty confident that it's going to look a lot more digital and a lot more remote. And in fact, we got a charter expansion. And when we did our charter expansion, they asked how we were going to serve the new areas. And our answer was 100% digitally.
Yeah.
We are not going to build a new branch in these places. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, so I think though this forced our hand in a lot of ways, I think it was someplace we were headed anyway. Just gave a little bit of a push. So don't be afraid of it. Embrace it.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to see what happens in the next 6 to 12 months. So it's going to be really, really cool to see how this, I mean, this industry is known for really turning on a dime and doing some really amazing, amazing things. So really excited to see what happens in the next 6 to 12 months. And you guys are right there in the mix. So we're going to be keeping an eye on you for sure.
Cool.
All right, you guys. Well, I'll let you get going. Let you get back to your jobs and all the great work that you all are doing. So appreciate the time. And look forward to chatting again down the road sometime.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.